It looks like that almost. It's very strange scene. I love the paintings.
The rooms are so cool. It must have taken a lot of work to put these together, even though there are not a lot of like things in it.
Yeah, the set design is insane.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it. And once again, you know, it's like, you know, he's like an alchemist or something, like a religious leader. It's hard to say, but he's cool.
And that's when we get introduced to our eight other disciples, I guess you could call them, which this is my favorite part of the film. It's basically just a series.
I totally forgot about it.
Really?
I kind of forgot about this part of the movie, and I was like, oh, right. I forgot this part of the movie, yeah, where you have all this stuff.
I love this part. It's a bit like a heist film in which we get to introduce to each character. Each character has a specific set of skills that they bring to the table.
They're also all terrible.
They're all terrible human beings. They're all the worst. Like, just awful human beings. Each one just worse than the last.
I like the first guy who has all of his, like, wives.
That guy's awesome. <It's> like,
he has, like, the huge line of wives. He has, like, his like, father who has, like, his, like, wife to determine what business decision to make. He's like, oh, no, he's not even blind. He's deafblind and he can't talk.
And dumb. Deafblind and dumb.
Yeah. And like touch his wife to determine like business decisions. But his wife is like a doll.
A mannequin.
Like a mannequin. Like, oh, okay. And they all like own, some of them don't, but a lot of them like own factories and stuff that make shit.
Yeah, they're all like high up in whatever planet they're in. They're either owners of a factory or one of them's the head of the finances for some dictatorship, but all absurdly insane. I think one of my favorites is the woman who produces weapons for children.
Yeah, that one's good. I believe that woman in particular is either the wife or like daughter of Hodorowski.
Really?
Yeah, Valerie Hodorowski.
Huh. Yeah. Her whole thing is that they study the ongoing wars of the world and then produce weapons in which to sell to children so then they can convince children to participate in the military. And so the world that's designed there, and I love the different worlds that are designed, you know, not just the set designs, but all of the different thought that's put into the people that are involved in these worlds. And in this world, you'll notice that there's no one between the ages of like 20 and 40, because I guess I assume that they're all off at war or have all been killed. So it's all either young children or like super old people. Very strange, very surreal.
That's a good point. And yeah, and like, yeah, they have like the kids that are like hooked up to like the things in their heads and stuff. And like, they have like bows and arrows. They're like, we also have a comic book campaign for.
I love that.
To like hate the enemy. It's very, very good. I like the art one where he makes art where it's like, they're like painting like the asses of people and they sit down on it. Or like the weird robot that gives birth to like the baby robot. I just kind of like the idea of like the art factory. Like it's just... They're all good in their own way.
Is the art factory, is that the architect guy or is the architect guy a different guy? I think the architect guy is a different guy, but I don't remember. The only thing I remember about the architect is that opening scene in his really cool house and those children dressed up as mice who...
Oh, architect guy is a different guy.
Right. What does he do? Like, I only remember that opening part of that. Is there more to that scene after that?
He's the guy who, remember, he goes to that dinner with all those people and he has like, people will live in coffins and stuff. Like, there's no running water, no heat.
Yes, that's right. Like, he designs the coffins.
That one is very, very funny too, where he's like presenting like in a school gymnasium, like the coffins that people will live in. The outfits in the movie too are amazing. Like the looks of all these people look great. They look so weird and crazy. And the funniest one is like the chief of police guy, the guy who looks like a Mad Max villain. It's like, yours completes my collection of 1,000 testicles.
It's just a room full of testicles. Jars and jars of testicles.
And then they go and like they kill a bunch of people in a protest. That's another part of the movie where once again I'm like, okay, like, yeah, I get it. It's like, yeah, it's
a bit on the nose.
They like shoot people and like things and items fly out of them and they pull stuff out of them. And yeah, I get it.
And they're all from a different planet, one of the nine planets. They're each, I don't know, supposed to be representative of some shit. I don't know. I'm sure there's some like astrology shit going on. That,
yeah, there's like an astrology shit going on. I don't really know. I don't know if it's like literally, they're literally from another planet. Who cares?
It doesn't matter, I guess.
It makes sense. Like, it doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. It does make sense to, like, the goal of the movie.
So we meet the 9 different members of this great heist. And halfway through the film, we're finally giving the inciting incident, which is, through all religions and ideas, there's this idea of a holy mountain where 9 individuals are basically gods who rule the world. And he's collected these 9 individuals because he believes that they are going to conquer the mountain and rule the world, so to speak.
They want immortality. And so, yeah, he takes them on a bit of a journey, I guess.
He sure does. He forces them to get rid of all of their money, throwing just piles and piles of money into a fire. They have to throw mannequins of themselves into the fire.
I love that set too. I love how, like, it looks like an eye.
Yeah, it's a good looking set. And then he does the whole, like, projector heist, kind of telling him the plan and how they're going to do it and blah, 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 blah. And then they go on their adventure, their Lord of the Rings like adventure. It looked like they're in, like, Greenland or some shit.
Yeah, they're, like, in the mountains. I'm guessing they're still in South America. It looks like they're just kind of, like, in the mountainy areas. They're really out there, though. I mean, it really does look like that to me. But you're right, it is very Lord of the Rings like where they just they're like in robes and things, and the alchemist is trying to condition these people to, like, basically, yeah, like, give up everything, give up their self, and just kind of give up who they were before, so that then they then can become immortal elders, because it's not going to happen as who they are right now. And I don't know, when you watch these parts of the movie, you know, the actors, you know, they're really doing it. They get naked, they run around, they're out there in the wilderness, clearly. Yeah, it's